I'm Steve. I'm a Swiss software engineer. I like to tinker. I like to make things. I like to share the thing that I like and the thing that I make. And yeah, this talk is a lot about these kind of things. And the story starts, as many stories started today, I think, in 2020-21. And for some reason, lots of people started to pick up new hobbies, and I was no exception. So I started to do 3D printing, and it was a lot of fun. I bought a cheap Chinese printer. I tinkered quite a bit with it. And I must admit, the hardware part was not really my thing. I was more into the modeling part. But yeah, lots of fun. The thing is, it was not as easy to share with friends. You know, a lawyer friend, they are not going to tinker as much as I do. So, you know, it's more difficult to share. The thing is, the machines are getting better nowadays. You can actually, they're getting closer to being appliances. And so I can share them with them. And I can try to share the hobby, generally speaking. And the good thing is that the modeling part, I mean, people are not going to model. I assume that these people that are interested potentially in 3D printing, that I want to interest in, they're gonna, you know, go on one of these websites. If you don't know, they're a repository of 3D models, and they're gonna apply a very simple workflow. And they're gonna download the model, they're gonna slice it. So, you know, use the software that you tell the software what is the model, what is the filament you use, what is your printer, and it magically spouts out a file that you then print. That's just it. It's very simple, and if you're not technical, that's perfect. And you know, I've been using this workflow for different things. If you look on the left, you have this thing that you might be using, and it's a way to make snowballs that are perfectly shaped. And if you remember, you know, I'm a Swiss engineer, so I like my snowballs to be perfectly shaped. The other ones are not beer crates because I don't have a printer that big. They're for batteries. Anyway, they're great models. They're simple models. They're fun to print. They're fun to share with people and to give them, and all things like that. And this is not what I'm going to talk about. You know, these are very well modeled and shared as just a single file. What I want you to talk about are things that are more like that. So this is a very good project that you can find on Printables, called the Honeycomb Storage Wall. So it's a way to do pegboards for 3D printing. You have this base plate, which is a honeycomb, that you put on your wall, and then the community has gone wild and done a bunch of different attachments, and you know, you can attach anything. So here it's probably in someone's office, but you know, I've seen people using it in their bathroom, in their kitchen. You have attachments, people model attachments for everything, and yeah, it's just great. There's a lot of big community around it and all this kind of thing. So I'm not going to talk about the attachments and modeling the attachments here. I'm going to talk about the plates. Because what happens is, you know, these things are made for 3D printing, and 3D printers that tend to, you know, have different sizes and different beds. And this is what you can see in this file. You have different sizes of base plates that correspond to popular printers. They're not going to cover all of them, but you know, you can get quite far. You then have people who want to have, you know, a nice borders because, you know, perhaps it's in for their kitchens, and they want to have the kitchens being look really well. And so so people, you know, the community has provided. But then you get into these explosion of combinations, and you don't have it covered necessarily by the community. And you know, I can see people in the back just screaming, "Parametric models." And yeah, I know. And this is what we usually think about it. And I mean, it's more parametric models, software. And anyway, I don't think these are the best answer. This is the best, or one of the best ways that we have now. But I think we can improve on it. And I'm going to show the limits first. And the people making the Honeycomb Storage Wall project are really good. And they have shared the files that they've used to build. So they built the thing with Fusion 360. They also have some people in the community have re-implemented the model in OpenSCAD. And I'm just going to walk the simple workflow that was at the beginning, you know, download, slice, print, what it looks like if, you know, you are new to 3D printing and you want to, you know, change the size of your build plate. So you download the model, this part is the same. Then you have to find the hobby version of Fusion 360, or I don't know what it's called now. And if you try to do that, you know what I mean. It's not easy. They kind of hide it, and perhaps then, you know, they try to get some money. If you figure that out, then you download it. Takes some time. It's a big file. Then you just, you know, you have a professional tool in front of you. And personally, I'm comfortable with Fusion 360. This is what I use to actually learn CAD. So it's quite nice, but you know, you just have a huge program in front of you and you don't know what to use. Perhaps you're like me and we say, oh, it's a challenge. I'm going to be interested and watch lots of video and learn how to CAD. But perhaps then when you're done, you just don't know what you were trying to do. What is more likely to happen is you're going to abandon. You know, you're not going to customize it, or perhaps you're going to ask your friend who's more technical to do it for you. With OpenSCAD, you have something a bit similar. I'm going to go a bit faster. So download the model, then you download OpenSCAD. And the thing is, perhaps it's an open source thing. You don't know exactly what it is. It doesn't look as professional as the other tools. And you know, the computer telling you, oh, it's download this software. Are you sure? Perhaps you're just going to abandon it there, because you don't trust it. Then you know, it's CodeCAD. I love CodeCAD, but if you're a lawyer, CodeCAD is not your thing. And perhaps you're gonna try anyway, but you're gonna change the wrong line and add the wrong types of codes and all these kind of things, because you know, not everyone is a programmer. And so you know, you're gonna feel dumb, you're gonna abandon, and you're not gonna have the thing that you want. So what do we want? We want to lower the bar for the end user, make it, you know, make these parametric models accessible to everyone. And the solution that you know, I propose is to have something that works very fairly similar to what we had before. You just add the configure the model step, and then you know, download, slice, and print. And how can you do that? You have these web generators and configurators. I don't know if you know them, but typically, if I want to create a QR code, I just Google QR code generator. I skip the first five because they're probably just lots of ads in there, and I know the good one, I don't remember right now, but you know, you have these kind of things for these tools. It's single serving for a particular purpose, and it's just great. And there is no reason, or there might be a little bit, why we shouldn't share our parametric model that way. You know, it's just software to just do one thing, you know, the Unix philosophy. What I have is a QR code for you. You don't need to go there, but it's because you can see it here. So it's a configurator that that you know creates the Honeycomb wall storage thing. In the middle, you have the model. If you are on the top, you have something to configure it. You know, the number of rows, the number of columns. And here you can just download, you can see where it goes, you know, configure, download. I don't have the slicing and the printing because it's another tool. I don't want to re-implement a slicer and a printer in my software. It's just something very simple. And you know, you have a couple of things where you can edit, you can see the code and all these kind of things, because you know, we share stuff. The code is open, just go. What you're thinking is, yeah, I don't want to build my own configurator, because it's, you know, you have then to maintain a server, you have to pay for it, you have many reasons that you might have. Oh, I just went a bit too far, but you don't want to pay for it. Many reasons that you might not want to do it, right? Because perhaps you're more a backend person and you don't really care about building the UI. Perhaps you're more, you don't want to touch C++, or you don't want to install to compile some stuff on servers. Yeah, many reasons you don't want to do that. And so the thing that you've already seen, because there was a bit of spoiler, we want to lower the bar for the maker as well. And the way that I've been trying to do that is with this project that I've been building. So it's not the first purpose. The first purpose is going to come later. It's just a bit of suspense. But with RepliCAD, you can, you know, as someone who is interested in code, make a web configurator very easily. So what is RepliCAD in that context? First, it's an online workbench for CodeCAD. So if you want to do CodeCAD, so it's drawing with code, you can just go to the workbench, and you code on the left, and you have your model on the right. It's something that you know was probably originally done by OpenSCAD. You have many different of the, examples now. You have CatQuery, who has something similar. And in the terms of something purely online, you have something called Cascade Studio that exists. So it's nothing completely new, but you have it there. It's something that exists. You can do your model. Then it's something that is a bit different. It's done in JavaScript, TypeScript. And perhaps some people are just, why would you choose JavaScript? Many reasons. It's a great language now. You should try it again. And the second one is, if you are actually new to CodeCAD, you might want to learn to code. And there are lots of resources for JavaScript online. It's, you know, it's a bit everywhere. And so there are lots of resources to learn it. Also, NPM exists. If you want to do some Voronoi stuff, there's a library for that. So it's also quite nice to just use a language and not have a specific language for what you do. It uses the Open Cascade kernel, so it means that you can make fillets as well as you can make them in FreeCAD, which, you know, means what it means. It's a powerful kernel. It's not perfect, but it's very powerful, so you can do lots of things with it. And the last thing, which is coming back to why I was introducing Replicate in the first place, we have a built-in web configurator. So, you know, you draw your thing, you can download the model, or you can click on something to share it, and you generate the link. And the thing that, if you perhaps didn't let you the time to open the configurator that I had before, is what you have directly. Just, you know, a bunch of parameters that you expose, a way to download it. It's very simple. But it's not everything. The first thing, you know, as a software developer, we build things for ourselves. And so, you know, I'm saying that I'm sort of lowering the bar for the end user and no, I'm doing it for myself. But it also means that, you know, perhaps you're a bit like me and you're a web dev, and it means that the bar is also lower for you to build things with this. So perhaps in the list of things that I had before, some of them say, it's not that bad to build your own UI. Perhaps I want to. And actually, Replicate is a library, and so it means that you can. You can just import it, you build your own front-end project, and use it as a library. And as an example, I'm going back to my conference-driven development project that I had before. And here, you can look in the corner, and it's just parameters, right? It's not that great, because what I want is distances. I don't want rows and columns. And so, what you'd have to do is actually do a bunch of math before, actually, which is not very good either. So I did another project that you can look at, which is what you expect. It's an online configurator that just generates the same model than the other one did, but with my own UI. So it doesn't, you know, it shares some resemblance with the other model because, you know, I'd made both, and so I have a bit of style, or try to. And the thing is, now you have distances. You don't need to have rows and columns and do the math, etc. Yeah. You have an undo button because it was already there in the thing that I copied, but you might want to do undo in your particular project, but it's something that I built just for that. And there is a viewer, and